Hey everyone, this is the Let's Pop Art podcast, where we explore the ever-changing world of art, digital art, design, content creation, and more. Just a little tidbit before we get started. The podcast has been created for entertainment and educational purposes only, and nothing in the content should be taken as investment advice. For more information, see the full disclaimer at www.letspopart.com. Again, that is www.letspopart.com. So let's get into it and have some fun. Okay, so let's get into it. Technology has and is changing the way art is being created. Art is being created digitally now at a growing pace and is definitely getting recognized. But at the same time, there seems to be a phenomenal amount of art being created in the physical world. Also, art being created in the digital world is entering the physical world, and art being created in the physical world is entering the digital world. It is all quite fascinating. But what we have been calling digital art really falls into the category of new media art, which our research shows has been around since the 1990s. Simply put, as the internet unfolded in the 1990s, so did new media art right alongside it. And what has been unfolding in relation to digital art in the last few years is really just the evolution of new media art. Again, it is fascinating and constantly evolving. Speaking of art evolving, now artificial intelligence is slowly entering the arena. So as we head into the future of art, it is going to be a very fun and interesting ride. And it is probably safe to say there is going to be some pushback and criticism that will take place as well. But if you study art history, even on a simple level, it is mind-boggling when it comes to criticism and what artists have endured. But when it comes to art, for some reason, the art itself seems to win out in the long run. So we dove in a bit deeper and did some research in relation to art movements. And remember, we are not trying to be art history experts here. We are just art enthusiasts who have a passion for art and what is unfolding and evolving in the world of art today. But we thought it would be interesting to go back into art history and see what we could discover. So we did research about art movements starting from the late 18th century all the way to the present. As we went through these movements, they all came with their critics, but we won't get into that. So here are the art movements we chose from our research. So the first movement is Romanticism, which emerged in Europe. The time period was from the late 18th to mid 19th century. The interesting thing about this movement was it wasn't just an art movement. It was considered an intellectual movement that consisted of art, music, and literary works of art. The thing that is quite amazing about the Romanticism movement is it feels a bit like what is happening today with blockchain technology and non-fungible tokens, NFTs. How people are creating NFTs from art, digital art, music, literary works of art, and more. Right from the start, this was unexpected. It was peculiar to find a connection so fast from the past to the present. But again, the real interesting thing is that the technology of photography entered into the world of art during this time period and movement, and is still playing a role in how art is evolving today. It shows that technology is powerful and can be around for a long time. We also feel it shows us that you should never underestimate emerging technologies, because they can not only win the day, but win the century or centuries. The next movement is Impressionism. This movement emerged again in France. The time period was the late 19th century. In this movement, Impressionist artists started painting outdoors, capturing the atmosphere, including light and color. And again, photography played a role in the Impressionist movement. The next movement is Fauvism. The time period was the early 20th century, and the movement emerged in France. The focus of this movement was simplified forms, vibrant bright colors, and spontaneous brushstrokes. Henri Matisse was the most famous artist of this movement. He has been called the master of Fauvism and the father of Fauvism. The next movement is Impressionism. The time period was the early 20th century. Some of the defining characteristics of the movement was focused on capturing emotions, feelings, bold strokes, and vivid colors. This movement spanned across other art forms besides painting, including architecture, theater, music, literature, and visual arts. Again, doesn't that start to remind you of what is happening in the world of art today? The next movement is Cubism. The time period was the early 20th century. Cubism was considered radical at the time. The art world at the time had never seen anything quite like it. In Cubism, geometric shapes like cubes, cylinders, pyramids, spheres, and cones were used by artists like Pablo Picasso and Georges Braque. Cubism did not emerge all at once. There were phases. First came analytical cubism, where artists like Picasso and Braque used geometric shapes. The next movement is Dada. The time period was the early 20th century. In reaction and response to the devastation of World War I, this art movement emerged. Dada has been described as radical and anti-art. Some of the characteristics of Dada art included irrationalism, spontaneity, whimsy, humor, emotional reaction, and artistic freedom. Dada artists used discarded objects, made collages, and photo montages. They were trying to break new ground and create a different kind of art. The Dada art movement embraced artistic freedom and was considered a revolutionary art movement. The next movement is Surrealism. The time period was from the late 1910s, but the interesting thing is there was a lot of conflicting information on when it ended. Some of the information we found said it ended by 1930, and some even said later than that. The Surrealism art movement was cultural in nature and developed in Europe after World War II. The characteristics of Surrealism included strange images or symbolic images. Surrealist artists created works of art that were dreamlike and dealt with subject matter that was considered taboo at the time. Some of the art was considered illogical and even absurd. The next movement is Abstract Expressionism. The time period was the mid-20th century after World War II. One of the interesting things about the abstract art movement was it started in the United States and was the first art movement started in the U.S. that achieved international recognition. Abstract Expressionism started in New York City, and with its international recognition, it put New York City in the spotlight. Abstract Expressionist artists painted paintings that were large in scale, free-flowing, and spontaneous. The next movement is pop art. The time period is from the 1950s to 60s. Emerging in both Britain and the United States, the pop art movement definitely challenged the status quo and the traditions of fine art. Pop artists created works of art that depicted popular culture, including advertising, comic books, and everyday products. Pop artists used a lot of bold colors and flat shapes and used techniques like screen printing and collage. When it comes to lasting impact, pop art continues to influence pop culture to this day. The next art movement is minimalism. The minimalism art movement emerged in the 1960s, primarily in the United States. Geometric shapes and forms are one of the characteristics of minimalism, squares, rectangles, and cubes. Objectivity, precision, and simplicity are also associated with minimalism as well. Minimalism was a significant art movement that left an impact on contemporary art that is still very much alive today. The next movement is conceptual art. The conceptual art movement emerged in the United States and Europe in the mid-1960s and 70s. Some of the characteristics of the conceptual art movement were an emphasis on ideas and concepts, and the use of non-traditional materials. Collaboration was also part of this movement. Artists, writers, musicians often collaborated. Conceptual art pushed the boundaries in relation to art being tangible. This led to performance art, installations, text-based works of art, and more. There was also a focus on the process or journey, not just the finished product. Conceptual art was definitely an experimental art movement that has left a lasting impression on contemporary art to this day. The next movement is postmodernism. The postmodernism time period is kind of a debate. Some research said the time period was from the late 1960s to 80s. Some say it started in the late 1960s and peaked in the 1980s and 90s. The postmodernism art movement is vast in nature, and research shows that it is still evolving in the art world today. Getting under the hood of this art movement is fascinating. It encompassed visual art, architecture, and literature. Simply put, postmodernism challenged modernism. With modernism, there was an emphasis on high culture. Postmodernism dove into pop culture. The next art movement is neo-expressionism. The art movement neo-expressionism emerged in the late 1970s and early 1980s. Neo-expressionist artists used bold colors, large canvases, and the work was sometimes figurative. The neo-expressionism art movement peaked in the early 1980s, but began to decline in popularity. But this is a significant art movement that is said to have left a lasting impact on contemporary art. The next art movement is graffiti art. Graffiti art started to evolve in the 1970s, but research shows that it started in the 1960s. In the 1970s, the graffiti art movement had made its way to New York City. Young people started using spray paint, marker pens, and other tools and materials to paint on subway cars, buildings, and bridges, and we can safely say they were challenging the status quo. By the 1980s, graffiti art gained steam and was recognized on a wider scale. As of today, graffiti art is global. Some may even say it is a phenomena. The next movement is street art. Often without permission, street art is created in public spaces. It can surface in many forms, including murals, installations, and graffiti. The graffiti art movement of the 1970s and 80s was definitely the prequel to the street art movement. Both are definitely rooted in rebellion. But by the 1990s, street art had evolved and artists were using a wide range of techniques and materials. The art form was becoming sophisticated and diverse, and also started addressing a lot of issues going on in the world. By the 2000s, street art had become a global phenomenon. Some street artists became well known on the global stage, and their artwork was exhibited around the world in museums and galleries. When it comes to social and political issues, street art has been used to raise awareness. Street art as an art form is continually evolving. The next movement is new media art. The new media art movement emerged in the late 20th century, also known as digital art. As digital technologies and the internet began to evolve, so did new media art. Like other art movements, new media art is pushing the boundaries of what art is. Technology and software are playing a key role when it comes to the creation of new media art. Video and video art are also associated with new media art. New media artists can also distribute their art online. New media art is evolving and technology is advancing. As technology continues to advance, it seems logical that new media art or digital art will continue to influence contemporary art. As we have come to the end of the road when it comes to discussing art movements, you might be curious why we did this. Well, it was a journey for us to do it, and we learned a lot, that is for sure. But we are hoping that people will connect with it in many different ways. We hope different people or companies will connect or be influenced by whatever movement sparks an interest in them. The art movements that we covered span the course of a lot of years. We also wanted to see if any of the art movements of the past had connections to the present and what is going on in the art world today. For us, we definitely found connections from the past art movements to what is happening in the art world today. This was an interesting journey for us, and one of the art movements that really excited us was the conceptual art movement. We hope you enjoyed this podcast episode titled Finding Inspiration in the Art Movements of the Past. Until next time, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the Let's Pop Art podcast, and if you'd like to continue the conversation, you can read our blog at www.letspopart.com or visit us on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Until next time, thanks for listening.